This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Come on now. All right, what's the meaning, Seltzer?
Explain it to me. Robin. Her mom's name is Robin.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Shout out,
Come
Robin.
On. I mean, it's a pretty simple one there, I thought.
I really couldn't. I didn't put it together. So let me just say one more thing about the video that made the rounds yesterday. Just for further emphasis on why, Devin, I did what I did. And please, and Mrs. Caney, if you're listening right now.
I think she might still be asleep, but don't worry. She listens to our show in full every single day.
Oh,
she will hear
this,
even
great.
If it's not in real time.
All right, Mrs. Caney, let me address this fact.
Robin.
I'm going to call her Mrs. Caney. You will notice this near the start of the video. There's a point where I reference I'm line four, and Ike says, no, you're line five. And I say, no, I'm line four. And then we go through it, and Ike's like, oh, yeah, you're right. You are line four. So my point, Devin, is that's why, and my point, Mrs. Caney, that's why I was so specific so frequently.
Okay.
Because you can't imagine up until that point how many times those guys had things wrong.
Okay.
So, and again, we don't have 37 PGA Tour officials out there keeping track of it all for us.
Well,
so
we'll find out.
James, is that a convincing case? I mean,
I was on the phone, so I'm so sorry.
In the video, Ike literally misidentifies how many shots I've taken.
Yeah, that's convincing.
That's
yeah.
why I'm, you know, I mean.
And again, I do think that, like, golf was a head game. Like, that was the whole point of the golf thing, and your whole point going in was, I'm 20 strokes worse than this guy. I only win if he melts down a bit, and part of that is making sure he's, like, you know, focused on what's happening and then kind of needling and all. It's part of the game.
I will not confirm nor deny whether said needling was intentional or not. I will not. What I will do is give you some audio of Dallas Goedert, and it shines a really good light on Jalen Hurts.
You can't have it both ways.
Huh?
You kind of can't
have
it
both ways.
Yeah,
I'm trying to straddle that fence.
You are trying to appeal to Devin's mom and say, hey, sorry for the needling.
Like, Robin is a newly obsessed golfer. She's actually golfing, like, all day today. So
nice.
She takes the rules seriously, and she did not appreciate your constant chat.
Well, and really, it's not as much of your mom. It's the thousands of people that were turned off yesterday.
Yeah.
It's manipulative. Well, that's been my point, too. Like, I don't appreciate that part.
Three words, Jim.
Don't manipulate me.
Three words.
I want to make these decisions for myself.
Seltzer, what are my three words in life?
Deal with it.
Deal with it. All right, let's get to Goddard.
Are you talking to Devin's mom?
No, I'm talking to you. So let's talk about Goddard and something he said about Hurts yesterday, which is pretty cool. You know, Goddard obviously did not know if he'd be back or not this season. He is back, and that's great news. Hurts was a helping hand along the way. Listen to something Goddard said yesterday.
Yeah, he reached out to me a couple times. We talked. You know, I got a lot of respect for Jalen. Love playing with him. Obviously, I want to play with him throughout my entire career. We'll see where it goes, but yeah, when you got a guy like that, good person, you know, he'd text me, he'd call me, and we just stayed in touch, and that meant a lot to me. Made my decision even easier to try to work something out.
Very good stuff right there. All right, let's go to the phones. Gary in Whitehall. Gary, we got training camp, we got a trade deadline, and we got me and Fritz. Good morning to you, pal.
Good morning to you. How you doing today?
Fantastic.
I got one question there, Joe.
Hmm.
What's Jackie Quist going to do when the hammer puts misery on you?
Yeah, well, tell you this, my man. It's you ask him that in the afternoon show, but Gary, I expect on Tuesday at noon by about 12:35, maybe 12:45, to be up 2-1 in this competition.
I'm still not an avid tennis player, but a good friend of mine is, and every time we would play, he would always tell me this, and he would do it. After you serve, on the return, hit it right back at him because he's not going to know what to do.
Well, I will tell you this, Gary. I haven't figured out a strategy yet, and to a large extent, it'll be based on what I sense in the first game or two. So, you know, am I going to be aggressive to go for winners or more hit it back to him and just, you know, hope that he starts making the mistakes? Because a lot of tennis players make unforced errors. By the way, myself included. I mean, you know, it's pretty common. So I don't know what the strategy will be, but I expect when all is said and done that I'm up 2-1. What do you got on the Eagles, Gary? What do you got on the Birds, my man? We're a couple days in it. So have you ever been this confident about the Eagles?
Yes, 04.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, with that team coming in, but this squad, very close. I mean,
very close. Yeah, but Gary, let me tell you.
Do you think it's different, though, Gary? Like, the way that 04 felt, like, we knew we could get there to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
And then the challenge was, hey, you got to get past that point.
It was.
The confidence was to get to the very end
and
not any further. Like, and so there was frustration mixed in with the confidence.
That's fair.
There is no frustration mixed in with this confidence.
That is fair. Gary, I'll give you a differentiation why I lean 04 in late July instead of this group. So there was three big losses after the 03 season. The three best players that the Eagles lost were Troy Vincent, Bobby Taylor, and Deuce Staley. Now let's go through them for a moment. What happened in 04? Well, Troy and Bobby T, it got turned over to Sheldon and Lito, who we weren't certain of, but we had seen them play as backups, and we knew they were high picks, and we had a pretty darn strong confidence they could step in and play well, which they obviously did. And Deuce, of course, it was turned over to Brian Westbrook, who we were incredibly confident in. That's where, this one is different. I am far less confident in turning over CJ GJ spot, Milton Williams spot, Josh Sweat spot, Darius Slay spot. That would be my main reason why back then I was more confident in that group than this group at that time. Does that make sense?
I was thinking the same thing. Especially
because right now we're talking about Keely Ringo, right? We're talking about Trot Jr. We're talking about, like, the kid, Ty Robinson. You know, like, yeah, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the back end of that defense is the most important thing. I mean, we don't – this defense is not designed to get the pressure on the quarterback like it was in 2017. But – or, are you, I'm sorry, 2022. But it's being to contain and, you know –
Yeah. All right, Gary, give me an answer, my man. A really entertaining relationship between the two main, you know, sort of characters.
Batman and Joker.
Oh, yeah, sure. All right, so how entertaining was it, John? Batman and Joker. It's decent. I think it's more about, it's okay. It's pretty good.
Wow.
There's better.
I mean, I guess it's an on. It depends if you do you really like Jack Nicholson's performance. Like, which Joker are we talking about?
I think
about?
Heath Ledger and that
Christian Bale.
Bale. I thought that was a stronger relationship.
That's
than
the consummate
Douglas, like, and Jack
Academy Awarded version.
Yeah, and the cartoon back
but
in the day.
You've got a lot of them. You've got a lot of versions to choose from. Yeah. So it is a really strong answer.
It's a decent answer for sure. All right, coming up, more of the audio of the Hulkster through the years. Also, something Nolan Smith said about his recovery. We'll get to the trade deadline as it is coming up now in just 6 days. Vic Fangio with some funny stuff yesterday. About the Eagles. Lane Johnson's view of the Eagles trying to do it again, plus beat the hammer and more. Phone calls on all of it from Borgato, 94 WIP. All right, let me take a moment to acknowledge the wonderful people, my friends, Junior, I, and the entire team at Family and Company Jewelers. And I tell you all the time, they're the best of the best. I mean, I say that. They're the best of the best. And I would generally say you should take my word for fact. But some may not believe it. Well, know this. When I say best of the best, I'm talking about engagement rings, customer service, quality price, quality of people, customer care, all that stuff. But it's now not just my word. It's now official. You don't have to just take my word for it, because South Jersey Magazine has named Family and Company Jewelers the best of the best for 2025 jewelry stores. 2025 jewelry, the best of the best from South Jersey Magazine is Family and Company Jewelers. Is as it is, because that's just the way it is. They're the best for the best diamond, for the best customer care, the best pricing, the whole deal. They're located on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Check them out. Family and Company Jewelers, of course, online. And also their beautiful showroom. You got to see to believe. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. All right, good morning to you. Front Board got it today on a, well, sort of football Friday, because the Birds are back. Not entirely. Not regular season action yet, but it is training camp. They have practiced a couple times. We'll talk to Elliot about that in an hour. His camp report. We'll get John's camp report in a moment, because, of course, we were there yesterday as well. Let's play some audio of Nolan Smith. He's a really key Eagle. You know, last year entering the season, Nolan Smith, it was like, well, maybe he'll be their third best pass rusher. Maybe he'll be their fourth best pass rusher, because he might not be any good. Maybe he's their fifth best pass rusher. Well, by the end of the year, he was outstanding and had supplanted, you know, Brandon Graham, who, of course, got injured and really became even better than Josh Sweat down the stretch, although no one played better defensively than Sweat in the Super Bowl. But Nolan Smith did great work down the stretch of the season, but got injured in the bowl. And it was a pretty big injury, same injury Brandon Graham had. Let's listen to what he said earlier this week about his recovery in that process.
How are you? How was the rehab? And did it affect you getting ready for training camp here?
I'm personally good. You know, mental health. My mental health is a big part of injuries, man. I'm trying to keep my mental health right. And, you know, I'd say I'm about 75%, but I'm still out here practicing. Got to work on my striking every day and just, you know, build myself back up so I can play, you know, every down like I did.
John, if he's 75% now, do you feel confident he's 100% early September?
Jeez.
Nerve-wracking, right?
I don't know.
Because he's their main guy on the edge. He's the number one guy.
I'm concerned when he says 75%. That troubles me, because here we are, and we're starting the season. You know, I really didn't expect him to say that.
And these are part of the things when you play into February.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm 100%. Yeah. I'm ready. Yeah. Here we go.
When you play into February, this is part of what makes it hard to repeat or be near it sometimes. You play longer, you get injured later.
Look,
this is part of the price.
I'm aware that the years that I played in Philly, I was trying to come back from reconstructions of the shoulder, the knee, and it really does wear on you. And you know, I don't know exactly the details of his injury. I'm assuming he had it fixed, you know, like, because that's what they did for Brandon.
Sure.
Graham, with the torn, you know, tricep stuff. And I don't know, I haven't had that experience myself. You know, being 75% with something that's, you know, he's using that every time he's hitting. Yeah, when he's striking, he's talking about striking.
Yeah.
He has to work on his striking. That's, it really is like martial arts, what he does.
Yeah, no, it's
there.
Not, it's not an ideal scenario. So it's,
this is scary.
Something to be aware of.
The
for
way
sure.
he hits people, it is akin to the way we talk about, oh, Bryce Harper, he's got such a violent swing.
Yeah.
Can he hold up? We're now at a point where we're wondering and we're seeing Bryce, you know, like his body is holding up, but we are concerned. Nolan Smith, the way that he hits people.
Yeah.
The way that it is, no one else in the NFL does it with the same, like, verve, with the same desire. It is rare
you said he's number one
no
in the league.
One,
I mean, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
I don't know about
he
that.
He is hitting people harder than anyone else is in the NFL. Last year, I'm
James, can we fact-check that?
I promise you.
It feels like a hard one to fact-check.
Yeah, come on now.
Go
all
back
right.
and watch
all
the
right, two,
tape.
Two questions.
This kid,
know,
he's hitting guys
people.
Who weigh 100 pounds more than
I
he
gotcha.
Is, and he's shocking
I
them,
know he does.
And he's knocking
all
them
right, two,
back.
Two questions, and then right to
but
the phones.
My point, hold on. My point is, his body has taken the toll. His body, and now he has to figure out a way to balance. How does he play great the way he's had so much success playing?
He's effective
and
now.
Preserve his body while doing that.
And he's undersized,
awesome.
Too, to begin with.
Yes.
That's right. All right, one question at the end of the phones. Because we got all this Eagles stuff on the table, including are you as confident as you've ever been, more confident than you've ever been in the team's ability to be, you know, exceptional at this time of the year? I would put 04 above this one, but it's close. But I would say I was more confident late July in 04 than this group, but it's close. Different topic, different question. James Seltzer, Thursday night of next week, 9 p.m., trade deadline's over.
Mm-hmm.
Are we happy with what Dave Dombrowski did?
I think we're going to be more happy than upset, but I don't think it's going to be unanimous happy, if you know what
I
mean.
A single or a double?
Yeah, I think it's going to be like a double.
Okay. I'll take a double because my expectations,
frankly,
are pretty
low after Dave. The last,
pretty low.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to wait on the trade deadline, trade deadline's out there for you. There's a lot going on here. Devin, you said your most confidence in the past in the Eagles was the at this time of the year was the 23 Eagles, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My most confidence ever was the 04 Eagles. James, you're saying this group right now?
Yeah, narrowly over 04.
And John, you feel that way as well?
Yeah. This group in 04, remember, it was – well, first of all, I thought everyone was crazy to be as confident as we were in April. Because it was just April, but back then it was, we know we're going to get the NFC
Championship.
Well,
T.O. and Kurse changed the whole equation. I mean, there was such a malaise after the loss to Carolina
but
in
03. Still, but it was still, guys.
But T.O.
We're sick of you getting to the NFC Championship game. We know that you're better than that.
T.O. and Kurse was like, I just signed Ohtani.
I told you before, my fantasy baseball team name that year, which started as the before the season started, was Freak plus T.O. equals Super Bowl. Like, that was my fantasy baseball team name.
That changed the whole. And by the way, it actually
Super
did
Bowl.
Change the team.
But again, the expectation was not to go and win it. It was just get past this point where we are now, which is we're stalled right before the
that's
Super
fair.
Bowl.
I mean, you wanted them to win
we're
it,
on
and you knew they could. But
it was just get there.
It was.
It really
it was make sure you get there.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Yeah, because they'd lost three in a row.
Yeah.
All right, Derek and Paoli. Derek, what's up, bud?
Good morning. Yo, can you just give me a second to land my plane real quick?
Sure. I'll put you on hold so we get you.
No, he's kidding. He was talking to, don't interrupt him while he's talking is what he was talking about. You thought he was actually flying a plane right now?
I didn't know what he was saying.
Oh, my God. Did you really?
I'm looking out for the guy. Derek, are you flying a plane right now? I brought you back from hold.
I'm about to drive a truck.
Be a really quiet plane.
Well, I'm looking out for you, man. Okay, fair enough.
Listen, the Eagles' passing offense, right, it wasn't prolific, right? But it's impossible to have a 2,000-yard rusher in a prolific passing game, right or wrong?
I would say wrong.
How are you saying wrong? So if you go back in history and look,
it'll affect the statistics, but you could be exceptional at it. And I don't think the Eagles were.
I don't understand how. Listen, Saquon.
Derek, you're not telling me the Eagles had an. Oh, Derek, you're not telling me the Eagles had an. No. Hold on, because now you derailed the whole plane thing. So now I'm talking. You're not telling me the Eagles had an A+ offense last year, right?
I literally just told you their passing game wasn't.
I'm asking you a question. Did they have an A+ offense?
I don't think it was A+. I've already said that. That was the basis of my call. But I'm just going to tell you why, right? I think it wasn't. For one, you have a 2,000-yard rusher, right? He had how many touchdown runs of 50-plus yards, right? Like, all that is going to take away from
the
passing game. You
That's
understand
correct.
What I'm saying? And then when you, like, put the defense, right, if the Eagles are going on drive against the Steelers, they have the ball for 10 minutes, right? The defense is on the sideline doing nothing.
Yeah, but Derek, here's my point. When we look back to last year in the offense, I think a lot of people are remembering two things on a very positive level: how it ended, and that included Jalen in the last two games, and how Saquon dominated the whole time. And that's That's both true. Let's not forget what happened for the 4 months leading up to it. The passing game was not great. It was okay. It's pretty good. It wasn't great. And I would cite, for instance, like the Packers playoff game. Eagles scored 22 points. I mean, the Packers fumbled the ball at like the 20-yard line on the opening kickoff. The Eagles still only got 22 points. So let's not act like they were an exceptional offense. They were a pretty good offense. They were not an exceptional offense last year. They were an exceptional running game. They were not an exceptional offense.
So when you're saying you forget about this part of the season, the same could be said about the defense, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When they went down to Tampa and Baker Mayfield torched,
they struggled in that game.
Remember,
you're right.
Yeah. Okay, remember the Falcons game where Kirk Cousins went 90-plus yards on us? Remember the Panthers game when the dude dropped the touchdown pass?
But, Derek, on the whole, the defense was certain. But, Derek, on the whole, the defense was certainly better than the offense, correct?
They had timely turnovers.
Derek, was the defense better? Derek, was the defense better than the offense? Come on.
If you want to ask yes or no question, I'm going to say yes.
Of course.
But you could also agree with me that the defense had some timely turnovers,
yes,
bro.
I agree
right
with that.
Wrong.
Yes.
And that all factors into that.
And the defense was helped by
struggling.
The style of play the offense played,
and
they were
that.
The best at.
Yes. I agree with that. I totally agree. All right, Derek, good call, man. Very good, very, very good call. Let's go to Paul in Downingtown right now. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So, what's up, Paul?
I think the really great thing about the Philadelphia Eagles is just the kind of embarrassment of riches they have offensively. I don't know that any quarterback in the history of football, I struggle to think of one, had a running back of this quality, tight ends of this quality, wide receivers of this quality, an offensive line of this quality simultaneously.
Very high up there in the history of football. Very high. Yep.
Yeah, it may be a unique situation. And I don't take that away, you know, from Jalen. And, you know, of course there's times we can look at the film and say, wow, the offensive line provided a lot of protection there. There was adequate time. There were receivers open, and the football wasn't delivered. And we don't know why that happened with the frequency that it did last year. But at the end of the day, you know, what we have with Jalen Hurts, unquestionably, is a guy that every single play is doing his best to put the offense in the best position they can to win. A guy who's going to be week in and week out exceptional, you know, in the running game.
Absolutely. Yep.
Right. And so, you know, as he develops in the passing game, and I think the fact that, you know, every time we turn around, he's got a different executive at that head spot for the Eagles, you know, the play caller. You know, every time we turn around, every season, there's somebody different in that position. That kind of that lack of continuity is going to affect the guy to a certain point. And I think that you know, just like we had last year, where it took the Eagles 4 or 5 weeks, because let's face it, the Eagles in the preseason, they do a lot of mental reps. I know high school teams that work harder in terms of their starters, in terms of getting their bodies in football shape, taking the beating, and running through the place. Like every season we see in the first two games, sloppy penalties, a lack of execution, things that happen because the Eagles basically only take mental reps in the preseason.
I agree.
So they have to work a lot of the bugs out in the first, you know, and I anticipate the same thing, you know, happening this year. But again, you know, with the talent on this team, with the coaching that's there, I expect Jalen to be able to pilot this team, you know, to another successful season. And regardless of positioning, whether they're in first place or a wild card team, this team, just because of talent and coaching alone, if Jalen can execute the way that he did in the last two games, if he can find that consistency in the passing game, it's hard to look around the league and find a team that they can't beat.
I could totally agree. Paul, it's well said. All right, Paul, you can win the Eagles practice tickets. Give me an entertaining relationship. Because we got Happy Gilmore and Shooter McGavin back today with Happy Gilmore 2. Great relationship between those two. Give me a great relationship between the protagonist and the antagonist.
I have to look at this through a goofy lens to make it work in terms of protagonist and antagonist. Mm-hmm. But Homer Simpson and Bart Simpson have always cracked me up.
That's kind of an interesting answer. I can see it. Yeah.
I mean, John, you know kids can be a thorn in your side. You know? No
Bart
offense to your kids.
Definitely is, and Homer's.
No, no offense to your kids, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, parenting a kid is there's some thorny elements.
There's a lot
some
that goes
thorny
in.
Elements.
Yeah. No, there are.
Well, I mean, if you think about
what's
Bart
the most
Homer.
Trouble, what's the most trouble you ever caused your parents? What'd you do?
I threw parties when they went away.
Did you?
Yeah, they were pretty good parties. They were pretty good parties. That was like the worst thing I did. I was a pretty good kid overall.
Did you get caught?
I got
by the police.
The
no,
thing.
By my parents. Yes, and it's so funny now in hindsight, like as an adult. And like having, I don't own a house, but like living on my own, I would know in a second if I came home and people had like been in my house or apartment. Yeah. So it's especially, kind of funny to look back and think that we thought we could actually get away with that.
Especially when there's a trash bag full of squirrels and
what?
Birds that a bunch
I don't know
of
what kind of parties you were having.
Yeah, normally it's beer cans.
In Mechanicsburg, okay. A bunch of squirrels. Kids with BB guns shooting squirrels.
Very
and
different
stuff.
Kind of parties.
Birds.
Yeah, it really
doesn't
was.
Sound like a party
this
to me.
Guy,
not quite like the
summer,
ones.
Summer going into ninth grade, and there were freeze pop wrappers all over the floor. There were macaroni and cheese, Kraft macaroni and cheese boxes.
We gotta clean that
all
up.
Over
that's
the
a
floor.
Rookie move.
I know, but my parents came home a day early, and there were also BMX bikes stacked up in the front of the
glad
house.
You said
that's on you. Yeah, that's on you at that point.
I know it was incredibly dumb. I was a 14-year-old kid. I was incredibly dumb, and I got caught.
That's great. Yeah. All right, we got two different Twitter poll questions of the day. They're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Gets 0% financing for 36 months and $1,000 bonus cash on select new Silverados. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, the first poll question we have today is, are the members of the afternoon show a little out of line as they say that they think I'm lying about the injection in the groin? I did get the injection in the groin. You can believe it or not. That's your choice. They don't believe me. I'm telling you I got it. And, yes, I think they're out of line. You can vote at SportsRadio.WIP on Twitter. Second poll question, which celebrity death this week hit you the hardest? There were three really big ones. We'll put them in the order that they occurred. Malcolm Jamal Warner, Ozzy Osbourne, Hulk. Which one hit you the hardest this week? Speaking of the Hulkster, because it happened yesterday, John, we're going to need a little bit more of the audio of the Hulk back in the day, including probably his preeminent moment. What was his preeminent moment?
It's not like he's...
John, what was his preeminent moment?
When he slammed Andre the Giant.
Ding, ding, ding. Let's hear it.
We're seeing what this guy is really made of. Why he is the greatest professional athlete in the world today. Look at this.
He slammed it.
How great is that,
and
man?
I don't know if you remember. It was Like, I'm a little kid. I thought it would look a little bit more impressive than it did.
Well, he did the best he could.
I mean,
he could hold him up there for 5 seconds.
But the point was, from a physics perspective, impossible to body slam a guy that's 7 feet tall and weighs 600 pounds.
Give him some leeway, all right?
I know. It just, it
really. Come on now.
He did the best he could. It wasn't really a body slam.
It wasn't like when he picked up Stallone in Rocky III.
No. Not like that.
It was not the same.
Where he threw him completely out of the ring.
What it did look a lot like is what I'm going to do to Fritz Tuesday in tennis. Right? Hey, get your butt out there, ladies and gentlemen. Tuesday, FDR Park, noon. High noon on Tuesday. It's going to be hot. We're going to be in the 90s. Fritz is going to sweat. I'm going to sweat. He's going to lose. I'm going to win.
What if you have to run?
Well, I do have to run side to side, up and back.
Just stretch. Make sure you're nice and limber before you go out there.
Devin, I'm doing my exercise. I was given a whole program this week.
Okay.
And I'm back in physical therapy. Like, I'm attention to detail here.
Hashtag athlete right there. And you're practicing, right?
Hashtag always been athlete. Right?
I guess we'll find out.
I guess we will. Let's listen to Spike and Ike and Jack and more of the drivel coming from their mouths. Because Spike has said a lot, including this guy. Listen.
So the first thing he does is he comes up with this lie about an injury. The second thing he does is goes back to the golf and starts demanding that we release the meltdown footage from Jack.
Yeah, I thought we were past this.
Like, what class? We had barely even brought it up, the baseball, since we've been back from vacation, right? Barely even brought it up.
Yeah.
But they're still talking about the golf. So they were trying, they're trying to get some sort of challenge and trying to, so you know what Jack did this morning?
Hmm.
He just released the video himself.
Release the video!
There it is. Exactly what everybody said, Jack melting down. But you know what else people saw? Was Joe being a classless fool on the golf course.
Oh.
After every stroke, saying, is he lion four? Is he lion five? Is this lion five or lion six? Seeing him being a classless fool on and Jack, Ike, I don't think Joe got the response to the video that he was hoping.
Well, what I was hoping for was that Jack would man up and get it out there. I will say Twitter came after me pretty hard yesterday. Right? But I'll take it because so there was a wide array of responses. So here's one from some guy named Steve Howard. He says, yeah, Joe probably shouldn't have wanted this video released. He kind of looks like a jerk in this. Another one, John, this guy says, Jack's seen he's winning over the WIP crowd unexpectedly. People thought I came off like a jerk like this. But here's this guy. This guy's got my back. He says, masterclass by Joe. He had beachfront property in your head. And then another guy says, my God, this was a Jesus Lizardo meltdown. Jalen would never, because he's taking a shot at Fritz here, because Fritz is anti-Jalen. He says, Jalen would never be caught having that bad body language. So a wide array. But my favorite, John, my favorite of all time, a guy named Stephen Hoyer, because this did happen. I told Jack at one point in the video, you can hear me say, you got to drop, from your knees, meaning drop the, he's taking a penalty stroke drop. Drop it from your knees. John. Fritz literally dropped to his knees. Like I said, dropped from your knees. And Fritz thought I was saying that Jack, in order to drop the ball, has to get on his knees. And he got on his knees.
That was the funniest part of the video by far. So I told you before, like a while ago, when the first video was there, Elliot and I watched it together, and we spent 4 minutes in a room just cackling together. And that moment, we had to pause it. We were laughing so hard.
He misunderstood what drop from your knees means.
At least he's trying really hard to be complicit with whatever you're telling him. Oh my gosh.
That made my day yesterday. Right.
The freeze frame is unbelievable. He's really like on the edge
he's
of
on
this the fescue. Yeah. Kneeling. He just knelt like right in the middle. What in the world?
All right, so I look forward to whipping his butt on Tuesday. Be there at noon on Tuesday if you can. FDR Park. It's going to be fun. Beat the Hammer. We got that coming up in about 5 minutes. We'll take the fifth caller on the contest line for Beat the Hammer. Caller number 5-215-988-1258. Caller 5-215-988-1258. And really, maybe look. Obviously, my main thing here is to win, but another thing I'm trying to do, because I'm trying to kind of coach up Jack in life a little bit here, How to
so
win with class, how to lose with class.
Man.
Well, I'm trying to put some hair on his chest. Oh. Like, you notice how much he struggled with that golf thing, and then he bounced back. And like, I feel like I'm helping him because he bounced back in baseball. Good for him. Good for him. Put some hair on that guy's chest. Get him toughened up a little. Let's go, folks. James, could you imagine someone says drop from your knees, meaning you got to place the ball down from your knees?
No.
And the guy dropped to his actual knees?
No. I don't even golf, and I knew that was wrong in the moment.
All right. Beat the Hammer. That was an all-timer. Beat the Hammer soon. Jeremy, right
Maybe,
now.
Was he joking?
No.
Because
no,
it didn't
no,
seem like
no.
he was in the frame of mind to be joking. That's the thing.
Trust me. It was a meltdown.
He was not being funny
at
all.
No.
He really thought maybe that was what people did when they golfed.
Yeah, he got confused, and he actually dropped to his knees. It was an all-time moment. So, and I give him credit for putting the video out there. That's another form of him getting some hair on his chest. He's growing up a little bit. Jeremy in Vineland. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I just wanted to comment on what you guys were talking about Jalen earlier, and I think people get confused by the methodical approach that he takes in the offense. If you listen to what Jalen says, he says all the time, I don't care what it looks like. I just care about winning. So, look, this is all I'm going to say. A lot of people say that they took the ball out of his hands beginning of the season. I believe that to a certain degree, but I don't believe that he just slipped the he just switched a flip during the Steelers game. I believe that he was good in the office, but he just does what is simple and what wins, and he gets to exhaust that more than a lot of other quarterbacks because the roster is so good. I believe that the North Carolina game, it showed him like, man, all right, I need to start throwing the ball more because teams are starting to zero in, and then he starts to do it. A lot of people will probably go against that notion because he didn't look good in Green Bay and the Rams, but if you go back to 2022 when he got hurt that year and he was out for a month, he didn't look good against the Giants. He didn't look good against the 49ers. So one knock on him a little bit is he stays more rusty than we would like after an injury. But I think people get confused by the simplicity of the way Jalen moves and his decision-making that he can't do something.
I agree with you to an extent. Jeremy, I agree with you to an extent. I think you're on the right track. He obviously could do more. It would be more statistically impressive if they asked him to do more. So I'm certainly with you to an extent. I don't think he would be, you know, a top five passer in this league if they asked him to be. But he certainly could do more than they asked him to do. I agree with that.
I don't believe it's just about them asking him to. I think it's a decision on Jalen. Remember, that RPO is his thing. They're not telling him what to do. He's exhausting the run game because he knows that it works. It's not just the coaching. It's Jalen.
Yeah, I agree with that. No, he's making decisions at the line. No question. All right, Jeremy, we got to get to Beat the Hammer. You got a shot to win the Eagles practice tickets. Give me a great relationship between the main character in a movie or a show and the thorn in the side.
In the Fight Club movie, Edward Norton and Brad Pitt, even though it's one
clever answer.
Movie.
Yeah. You got it, man. So, James, this is based today on Happy Gilmore, which is back out tonight.
Yes.
Would that be the ultimate answer if it was an available winning answer?
So, I think there are I don't want to take any. One I was going to say at the top of the show, I think, has a chance to win. There are a couple others that I can think of that are real deal, big-time answers. But I think Happy and Shooter would have been, like, a finalist, for sure.
I think in part because you can make the case, Shooter McGavin, you can make the case is the best antagonist of all time.
I mean, you can make the argument, depending on what type of antagonist you're looking for.
Sure.
But yes, I agree.
I mean, he's holy mackerel. All right, Beat the Hammer. It's a game we do every single Friday.
Hold on, we lost our contestant. All right, so someone call us. All right, guys, someone call him right now. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, John, the contestant was just on the screen, and then he
chickened out.
That's a first.
Got scared.
Right there.
Maybe. You never know.
I wonder what went into that.
While we have a moment here, because we do have a moment until we get a new contestant. Did you guys see the news yesterday that the Eagles are kicking around the idea of a new stadium?
I saw that.
What is up with this? Devin, do we need a new stadium?
Do we need one? No. But does it surprise me? Also, no.
Money.
Well, I mean, you look at what's happening next year, and it's a massive year. Not that they can build a new stadium in a year, but in future events to come as well. I mean, it's not surprising. I would have expected, and this could still happen, that they would put like a roof or a dome on on the link if possible.
I hate that. I know people talk about it.
No, I hate it too. But you see, like, even FIFA said, you know, they're hesitant to have a lot of events at the link because of the weather that has happened with the Club World Cup here because it's been rainy.
Well, I'll be very disappointed if the Eagles make a decision to put a roof on and it's about trying to get, like, soccer matches.
Jeffrey Lurie said he wants to host a Super Bowl, and they're not going to let them do that.
Yeah, and for concerts in the winter and, like, all that kind of stuff. Like, I'm not saying I don't – I'm with you, Joe. I wouldn't.
No, I agree.
But it's about more than just soccer, I think, you know?
Okay, fair enough. But it's essentially about money. And that
it's totally about money.
That would really disappoint me because it's part of the fabric of the experience, whether it was – I mean, you go back to Franklin Field, the Vet, the Link. Like, the weather is a part of – in my opinion, it's not even an opinion. It's a fact. It's part of the experience of going to an Eagles game.
Absolutely.
Particularly November through January.
Yeah. Am I to understand that we can't have a Super Bowl until we get
– the Giants were a one-off, John. When it went up there for Super Bowl 50 – I think
50,
it was 50,
wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, that was what the NFL said.
That's
that was
so
one
unfair.
That well, that's why it's always Minnesota, so New Orleans, warm weather climates, and you know,
just feels so wrong.
Anyway,
that you have to like dilute the history, dilute the feel of a team in order for that team to be able to host a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean it's what they've done for a long time. So we'll take your thoughts if you're pro new stadium, anti new stadium. I know this: some of these stadiums they don't last as long as you think. Wells Fargo Center, you know, I got a little messy Sixers Flyers whole thing right when the teams got split up by the Comcast selling the Sixers about 10 years ago. But that think about it, that's going to go from 96 through like what 2031, 35 years. I'm not saying that's nothing, but it's not like Yankee Stadium, which was like 80-90 years. Fenway, which is still rocking. So, I don't know. I mean, we certainly don't need a new stadium, but I'm sure it's about super boxes and all that stuff. And like you're saying, roof maybe and you know, concerts and blah, blah, blah. But all right, Beat the Hammer. It's a game that we do every single Friday at this time.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we'll talk more about that stadium situation with Elliot when he joins us at 8:30, because I would say it is likely that the Eagles want to do the new stadium, and here's why I'll tell you that. They would not put the email out to the season ticket holders as they did yesterday if they did not want to do it. So I think they are really beginning
the process. You know, Elliot's going to be excited about it because he's been openly pro-roof
for a long time.
For a very long time.
He really has. All right, I'm pro-hammer when it comes to Beat the Hammer with a record of 288 wins, a mere 45 losses. Our contestant today, her name is Bree, and she is playing for, as I quickly flip my pages here, Bree is playing for a $50 Rita's Italian Ice gift card. Try the new Rocket Pop Ice at Rita's. Be cool. Eat at Rita's. Let's find out if Bree can win the $50 gift card. Good morning, Bree.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic, Bree. So you got very lucky here because there was a different contestant on the line, and then that guy dropped off. So in pops Bree. So good for you. So, Bree, your sports knowledge, how do you feel?
I feel confident I'm going to kick your butt.
Wow.
Whoa. Love this.
More confident in that or that Jack will beat me in tennis?
I don't know. I think I might be able to beat you in tennis, too. Whoa! I don't know.
Yes! Wow. Bree!
I'm kidding.
All good. Bree, I like your style. All right, Bree, I'm going to step away here from our broadcast location and wish you very good luck. And then I'm going to come back here, and I'm going to claim victory 289. Good luck to you, Bree.
All right. We'll see. Thank you.
Yeah, Scram. Get out of here, Hammer. No one wants you here.
We don't share his confidence, Bree. So
we're Team Bree.
We are all behind you.
I like it. No, it was good. It was good. I think you got him a little rattled, which is the whole key. You know, we just saw the Fritz Joe video. It's all about rattling. You know, it's all about getting in his head.
Well, he has limped off.
All right. He's safely ensconced.
Not really limping, but he's not jogging like he has in previous.
No,
well, he's hurt, right?
Jogging.
You know, playing hurt. All right, Bree.
Yes, he is safely away.
Bree, ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Yeah, I think I'm
going to
go 0 for 5, but we're
going to
try.
Oh, no! Oh, no! Well, we won't
no,
tell
I don't
her
know.
That.
I don't know. Go ahead.
All right, Bree, take a deep breath. We all support you. You got 55 seconds.
Just having
after
fun.
He's done
just
with
hanging
the first
out.
Question.
You're at a bar with your pals talking sports. All right, you ready to roll?
All right, ready.
Category for the week. a big series coming up this weekend. We're doing a little Phillies-Yankees trivia.
Ooh, okay.
Today, the clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. You have 55 seconds, Bree. Here we go. Question number one. What Yankees starting pitcher who started games in the 2009 World Series would later pitch for the Phillies?
Pass.
Joe Girardi managed the Phillies and Yankees. Name the third Major League Baseball team he managed for.
The Cardinals.
What member of the 1993 Phillies started all six games for the Yankees in the 1996 World Series?
I know this is wrong, but I'm going to say Mariano Rivera.
The Yankees are one of two current American League teams that the Phillies have faced in the postseason two times. Name the other.
The Astros?
What third baseman had two different tenures with each team in the 90s and caught the final out of the 1996 World Series?
1996. Chase Utley?
What Yankees starting pitcher who started games in the 2009 World Series would later pitch for the Phillies?
Time.
All right. We got one. We got one.
I know.
You were close on Mark. You said Mariano Rivera. Mariano Duncan is the correct answer for that one. You're very close.
I was probably
thinking of it. But you didn't get shut out. We're going to put you on hold, Bree. We're going to wave the hammer back in.
Is he eating? He's eating cereal.
He's eating a bowl of dry cereal.
He's
Cheerios, looks like.
Yep. Dry Cheerios.
As he's walking at
leisurely pace, clearly.
Yeah, medium pace. Just did a step over of the divider thing, almost like a hurdle.
I had it on my stretches, so I didn't want to run.
Well, that's smart of you.
Because you're really putting a strain on yourself running away from the table for Beat the Hammer.
Well, I mean, sometimes I run fairly fast back here, but I'm in training, and I got to be careful about it.
Open to debate. I think that's open. That's an opinion.
You fueling up with the Cheerios,
Jeff?
Fairly
fast.
Yeah, I like the Cheerios. I dig them.
Carbo loading?
Sure. Yeah, if that's what they are, sure, I'll take that.
Sure.
How'd Bree do?
You ready, dude?
Bim.
Okay. Category
four. By the way, I want to say this, everyone listening. We got some pretty solid Fangio audio coming up. Because, John, that Fangio audio.
If that's what they are, do you know what's in Cheerios?
No. Don't care.
Oats.
Well, you should know stuff like that. You're a 47-year-old man.
They are healthy for you, as far as it goes.
Fine. Works for me. All right, Fangio audio that you're going to enjoy coming up soon.
I will agree on that. The Fangio audio is great.
That was good stuff.
All right, let's roll here. It was
let's
really
go.
Good.
So
I mean,
awesome.
It's unbelievable. He just says what he's thinking. All right, here we go. Category for the week. Let's get to that Fangio audio in a minute. Yep. Joe, category for the week. Big series coming up this weekend. We're going to do a little Phillies-Yankees trivia. You ready?
Really?
We
the
are.
Phillies and the Yankees.
Caught you off
maybe
guard, didn't
maybe
I?
Charlie Hayes finds his way in.
Are you ready here?
Ben.
Question number one. What Yankee starting pitcher who started games in the 2009 World Series would later pitch for the Phillies?
Wow, I'll come back to that.
Joe Girardi managed the Phillies.
Hold on. No, I'll come back. Go ahead.
Joe Girardi managed the Phillies and Yankees. Name the third Major League Baseball team he managed for.
It's one of two. The Marlins.
What member of the 1993 Phillies started all six games for the Yankees in the 1996 World Series?
Duncan.
The Yankees are one of two current American League teams that the Phillies have faced in the postseason two times. Name the other.
Phillies faced it. Say that again?
The Yankees are one of two.
Astros.
What third baseman had two different tenures with each team in the 90s and caught
Hayes. All right, 09 starter say
Yankees,
again?
What Yankees starting pitcher who started games in the 2009 World Series would later pitch for the Phillies?
Time.
I don't know.
AJ Burnett.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah.
All right, I got four.
4-1 victory.
Okay. Wow, that's a good question. AJ Burnett.
Good question, right? Nice job on the Charlie Hayes thing. It's always funny when you say it, but
AJ Burnett,
I knew it was coming.
AJ Burnett's the guy that got him in game two when the Phillies had the Yanks on the ropes.
Yeah, he pitched two games against him. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think he beat Pedro twice, I think.
Correct. I had asked already in the past. I wanted to ask what Phillies pitcher lost two games in the series, but I had already asked it in the past.
All right. Now, Bree, you've noticed in recent weeks, you're not getting massive celebrations here because I'm in focus mode with me versus Jack. So I'll just say victory 289. That's all. I'm going to keep it simple. Yeah, victory 289. That's all.
I beat you.
How'd you beat
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Beat me.
No, I'm kidding.
Good, have we ever had a female Beat the Hammer contestant? Is Bree the first?
Wow.
I don't know.
I think she might be.
I do not know.
I love
it. The other women out there.
No, yeah. No. It's okay, Bree. You had a valiant effort.
Hey, Bree, we get zeros all the time here. You got
all
one.
The
well,
time.
Not
we
me. Not to Hammer!
I got one and a half. I got a first name.
Yeah, she said Mariana Rivera, and she meant Duncan, but she was so close.
I get it. All right, Bray, we are going to award you for being a great contestant, the $50 Rita's Ice gift card. I hope you
Thank
and your
you.
Family can enjoy that. I'm sure that's good for 5, 6, 7 trips this summer. Let me put you on hold so that you can enjoy some Rita's this summer. Thank you, Bray.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good day. Bray.
You got it. You too. And with that, victory 289. By the way, getting close. Getting close to 290, and that means getting close to 300. With that, we shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
That is this muted hammer. Is it working for you? Or because I've been very tame
this summer.
Not really.
Not really. I can't believe I'm saying I miss, you know, Haughty mm-hmm. Hammer and the celebrations, but I feel like you need to give it a little bit more oomph.
I haven't figured out yet when I beat Fritz in this overall competition how I'll handle it.
I mean, I think you got to go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it depends. I mean, he might be crying. You got to remember.
I don't care.
He could be crying.
I love Jack. I don't care if you win this thing. Like, it has to be the all, like, the, you know.
Yeah, it has. Yeah,
like that.
We especially because you're not doing it for Beat the Hammer, so you're like making it up. Like you,
gotta get it out of my system.
Like the trial.
Reach volumes I need the trial. You've never reached
this.
Before.
This was when you won the decision in the famous trial.
Bow! Up! Yeah!
And scared Milt Thompson and Mickey Morandini to death with your reaction.
James,
I need that.
You quickly play the audio when the Eagles won the first Super Bowl and we started the show at 10 a.m.
Sure.
The next
Ready?
Day? Yeah,
let's. I need that. That's the vibe that I need if you
How have
this
I out. Never heard that audio before?
That was the start of our show after the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
You sound like a dying animal.
Oh,
so good.
Man. All right, hope you're having a good start to your Fridays. We broadcast from Borgata today away from the Tasty Cake Studio. It's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia on this fine Friday morning. Phil's Yanks tonight. Eagles training camp obviously rolls on this weekend. Fangio said some stuff. Also, reminder, as we give away Eagles practice tickets today, we're looking for the most entertaining sort of dynamic relationship, if you will, between like the main character, what you'd often call the protagonist, and someone who's the thorn in the side, who you might refer to as the antagonist. There are so many great answers available. Whoever provides the best answer at 215-592-9494, you're going to win those Eagles tickets. John, I would say it wouldn't be a potential winning answer, but it was solid. Marty McFly and Biff. I mean, that was a good one.
That's a great answer.
Get some manure, get some manure on him at one point.
That's a really great answer.
Right? I mean, there's a lot of answers out there to be had.
Biff was such a jerk. Just the ultimate jerk. Yeah. No one could possibly like Biff.
Yeah, I mean, so I'll say this. In Rocky World, I would vote them from top to bottom this way. Rock Apollo, Rock Clubber, Rock, then Tommy Gunn, then what? Rock and Drago. What? Rock and Drago didn't have much. There wasn't much relationship there. There wasn't. There weren't in many scenes together. I mean, they did that press conference when the wife.
But it was a fascinating relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, Clubber Lang comes to the Philadelphia Art Museum. Hey, woman.
Yeah.
Hey, woman. Why don't you come down from now? I'll show you a real man.
See what a real man looks like.
You lie in bed and you just wish you had a real man like me. Hey, Drago wasn't saying that. Come on now.
Well, but Drago was doing a punching exposition where you could see him punch whatever it was, 3,000 PSI.
I know he was.
Or something.
Seltzer, should I charge up this me and Fritz thing by doing the Clubber Lang thing to Fritz's wife? Hey, woman.
I would not.
You lie in bed and you wish you had a real man.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I would.
Yes.
I don't know how well that one would go.
Probably not do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe.
That is how you get punched in the face.
Is this audio going to make its way to Fritz?
Oh, no. You need to lay there.
Dude, I'm going to whip his ass on Tuesday.
How about?
It's going to be 2-1.
How about
Tuesday
a silk
afternoon.
Robe?
There he is.
A silk robe with a cigar, and you say, hey, woman. Seriously.
I know. Listen,
that'll get this charged up.
It's all on the table, right?
Terrible. That would be so terrible if you did that.
I'm playing around. Hey, by the way, you can weigh in. I am just joking. 215-592-9494.
Hey, you got new shoes.
Yeah, they're tennis shoes. And I see that. And I'm breaking them in. Breaking them in. That's why I'm wearing
them. Breaking them in.
Well, you don't want to wear the shoes on the competition day the first time. You want to be, two or three weeks into wearing them. John, I'm taking this tennis thing very seriously.
This is the first time you're wearing them.
First time you're seeing me wear them. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I've worn them at many other twists and turns of the day. But not for the show the last couple of days. You are right about that.
Mm.
All right, we're going to get to the calls in just a moment. Let's play some audio of Vic Fangio.
Those are cool.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Thanks.
It's kind of changing my opinion of you as a tennis player.
Because
these are cool tennis shoes.
James, am I going to win tennis?
I actually think you are going to win tennis. Yeah.
Hold on. What?
Because I'm better at him.
How do you know?
I don't really. I just think.
I'm amazed that you just automatically assume that you're just way better than he is. You're 47. He's 31,
right?
That's
right, yeah.
Those are the correct ages?
They are the
about?
Correct ages.
Like, you do have to factor that in, and you do have to factor in. You are injured. He can hit the ball to the other side of the court, and you won't be able to go get it.
Well, that is a concern. I mean, if he moves me side to side,
so
that could be a thing.
How do you win if he does
well,
that?
Well, does he have the capability of being that precise with his shots?
I don't know.
I mean, we'll find out. We know Fangio has the capability of being an exceptional defensive coordinator. He is. He also can make us chuckle because he did yesterday a couple of different times. Let's listen to a few different things that the Eagles' grizzled veteran defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, said. He was repeating some of the same phraseology yesterday in different contexts. Let's start with something Fangio said about Quinyon Mitchell, and eventually he got to Darius Slay.
If I could get back to Quinyon for a minute, like, what are you seeing as far as him, like, raising his game now that Slay's not here, coming back in year two?
What do I see what?
In Quinyon, like, raising his game from last year, now that Slay's not here and everything.
What does Slay not here have to do with it?
Well, I mean, he's going to be, like, the main guy, it seems like, that cornerback.
Slay was on the other side of the field, 40 yards, the field's 53 yards wide. What's that have to do with it?
Well, I mean, he's, Quinion's kind of going to be like the main guy as far as like, you know, covering the other team's top receiver and everything. Like, just how you see him improving from last year.
He'll be fine. You know, he's got a really good work ethic. He's got tremendous pride and always wants to do well. He'll be fine.
Let me say this. In Fangio's time here, Super Bowl 59 was the time as a coach during a game that he was most on top of his game. Yesterday, as a public figure that speaks publicly, John, was the time he was most on top of his game that way.
No, he's.
I mean, he was on top of his game yesterday.
He's on top of this, man. He's so.
What does Slay have to do with it? He's just, you know, 50 yards away.
He was so annoyed by this question, and he wasn't able to say that he was annoyed by
it. What does Slay have to do with it? Because he used a similar phraseology. Yeah. At a different part of the press conference. Listen to this one. He was on his game yesterday.
We're a proponent of as much practice time as you could possibly get. But we found that those conversations to be like coming off of the Super Bowl season.
What's coming off the Super Bowl season have to do with it?
No, yes. More taxing on the Flyers last year, more wrestling.
No, I mean, you got no better evidence than our own league, you know, from 2011 to 2018, the Patriots were in five Super Bowls. The ones they weren't in, they lost the championship game. And then the last 6 years, the Chiefs have been in five Super Bowls. The one they weren't in, they lost the championship game. And they didn't alter their schedule and plan.
Vic Fangio, God bless you, sir. What a jam of Philadelphia sports. All right. So
think about what he's saying, though.
Well, there's truth in that. He was spitting truth. He was obviously spitting truth.
I mean, the good teams are the good teams. The good teams get there.
Yeah. No, I mean, a lot of good stuff there.
Hey, take notice of the fact that we are one of those good teams.
Yeah, no, like, they are.
Just
they,
take notice.
Oh, there's no question.
And it's not stopping anytime soon.
Well, I hope
this team will continue on this path.
Hope you're right. All right, one other quick thing, and then right to the phone. So I've got four Phillies facts written down. Just want to present this here because, you know, Phillies Yanks tonight. By the way, about two-thirds of the way through the year, they've played 102 games now. 60 games left. That's where we're at. 60 games to go. Four facts just to set the stakes for you. Number one, they're in second place, if you don't know. Mets jumped them the other day. Mets are half a game up. Phillies in second place. Fact number two. If the playoffs started today, the Phillies would start on the road in a best of three, which means when the regular season ends, they could be playing on a Tuesday or a Wednesday on the road, and the season could be over as quickly as 2 days after the playoffs start, like the next day after the playoffs start. Fact number three, they have the eighth best record in baseball. Fact number four, and this is where it's such a strange year, they're only three games back of having the best record in baseball. Can you imagine eight teams are within three games of the best record in baseball?
Wow.
That is bizarre, man. I mean, they're one good week away from us saying they, or like a week and a half from us saying they have the best record in baseball.
Yeah.
But they also could have their season over. And first of all, they're no sure bet to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I was about to say, they might even make the playoffs. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's the thing. They sure don't feel like that team we can say has the, you know, that plays like the best team in baseball.
So there's a lot
but there really aren't any teams, feel, that are playing that way right now.
But I do wonder if a team like the Dodgers has been playing possum after all their years of greatness.
Yeah.
That they're just waiting to turn it on in October.
What if
they're in first place? They net, like, as long as they know they're going to make the playoffs, Joe. I think that's
about
possible.
What if Jack
maybe the
is
Phillies are too
possum about tennis?
I've wondered that.
Jack, there's no way Jack signs. And sorry, I'm getting back to this. I'm sort of off track, but it is sort of bothering me that, like, why on earth would he agree to do tennis if he? He's saying, like, I haven't played.
Because you got to do a lot of.
I haven't played so long, I never do this.
John, we know Joe can't run. He knew going in he was going to lose running to Jack. He agreed to that. I think.
Yeah, I thought it was the fair. My guess is he thought like I did. It's a fair representation of athleticism. Wide array of stuff. That was my thinking. Look, I knew Jack had the advantage in baseball. I played college baseball.
There aren't that many other things you could have done. Like, we're not going to have a boxing match, like we said. You know, like, it's like outside of that, what other thing, sport, could you play against?
Yeah, I agree. Bowling's not, you know,
exactly
athletic enough. I mean, come on now. All right, up ahead, all the calls. We're coming right to you on the phone lines on all these topics, including the question we've been asking all day. Have you ever been more confident at this stage of the summer with a coming Eagles season than this one? I was one time, 04 Eagles, one time more confident than I am right now. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie from Borgata, plus Elliot Shore Parks on the beat covering the Eagles. His assessment of training camp so far. We'll talk to him at 8:30. Phone calls next on 94 WIP.
If you've spent the time building the right roster and earning the fans, then you need the best technology to back it all up for your team. Get rid of those flimsy tablets and slow computers and step up to the game changer and point of sale solutions for restaurants and bars, PDQ POS. Imagine a seamless and lightning fast checkout experience for your customers that saves you money by cutting out those costly fees. Their state-of-the-art technology ensures that transactions are swift, secure, and hassle-free. But that's not all. PDQ Signature Systems is not just a POS system. It's a complete business management solution. Keep track of your inventory, easily manage your staff, and use real-time analytics to optimize your sales. Their user-friendly interface makes it simple for anyone to navigate. Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and upgrade to PDQ Signature Systems. Whether you have one restaurant or hundreds, PDQ will customize a POS solution for your specific needs. Upgrade to the professional point of sale. Visit PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.